When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers had lost 8 of their last 9 games, but held on for a home victory over Kansas City 6-5, the save to Edwin Diaz. Houston got the save from Josh Hader. He pitched 2 innings in a 10-inning win at San Francisco 6-3. Houston still a half game ahead of the Rangers in the AL West. Texas won in 10 innings at the Angels 4-1. Victories for Minnesota and Arizona. San Diego beat Milwaukee 3-2, the save to Mason Miller, his 30th. Tampa Bay has won 7 straight after a 10-6 win at the A's with 8 runs in the top of the 8th. Wins for the Mets and Philadelphia. Toronto edged Boston 2-1. The loss to Sonny Gray, who was 14-2. The Dallas Cowboys gave defensive tackle Quinnen Williams a 3-year extension worth just over $100 million guaranteed. In the WNBA, Seattle ended an 11-game losing streak beating Chicago. Atlanta sent Toronto to its 9th straight loss.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
London. What's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost through the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Residential fire on Castano Avenue displaces family. Students across North County returning to school this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Atascadero Fire responded to a residential structure fire on Sunday at about 4:46 p.m. The incident was located at 7580 Castano Avenue. Units found a single-family residence fully involved in a heavy fire, spreading to vegetation behind the home. Firefighters successfully stopped the flames from reaching adjacent homes, and it was about 30 minutes until the blaze was deemed under control. No injuries were reported. The cause is under investigation, although a Tascadero fire says it originated from the front porch. The fire has displaced the Bird family, Maria Bird, her daughters, and her 75-year-old father, Leonard. A GoFundMe has been launched to help the family, which has raised $23,000 of its $26,000 goal. Students across San Luis Obispo County will be going back to school this month and as early as this week. The Atascadero Unified School District's first day back to school is tomorrow, August 12th. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District and Almond Acres Charter Academy's first day is August 13th. Pleasant Valley Joint Union, San Miguel, and Shandon School Districts will start on August 13th. Students in the Templeton Unified School District will return back to school on Tuesday, August 18th. Cambria Grammar School, Santa Lucia Middle School, Leffingwell High School, and Coast Union High School all start August 19th. And Cayucos Elementary starts August 20th. Elections Office celebrates National Poll Worker Recruitment Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County Elections Office will recognize today as National Poll Worker Recruitment Day. Founded in 2020 by Election Assistance Commission, the nationwide effort highlights the essential role poll workers play in administering elections across the country. Poll workers are the face of local elections, according to the Clerk of Horta's office, playing a critical role in ensuring every polling place is welcoming and accessible, verify registrations, issue ballots, explain voting equipment, and more. The County Elections Office says that poll workers receive training before Election Day and they welcome applicants from all backgrounds, including bilingual community members, college students, and first-time poll workers. Purpose 2026 raised $2.8 million for charity in just one night, their most successful year in the event's history. 125 guests gathered from across the country by invitation at Lost Aid Wines on August 8th. Funds were raised through an auction and then the Fund in Need, with $1.3 million being raised within minutes. This year's Fund in Need is the launch of Dentistry in School, a project with Solosa Children's Dental Center that will seek to bring dental care directly to children in San Miguel. Must Charities extends its deepest gratitude to this year's host, as well as the many sponsors, donors, auction partners, and volunteers who made this year's Purpose 2026 possible. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will leave the possible extension of Diablo Canyon's operations past 2030 to the next governor. The operating license for Diablo Canyon has already been approved through 2030, but PG&E is advocating for an extension through 2045. A law has not gone through the legislature yet to allow these continued operations. Newsom said that he does not plan to take action before his term ends. Senator John Laird agreed with Newsom's statement, saying yesterday that there is simply not enough time for the legislature to thoughtfully address the many important questions surrounding Diablo Canyon's future. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting will be tonight at 6. Tonight's meeting will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations in the zoning code. In a July meeting, the City Council asked staff to amend the native tree regulations in response to what was seen as unnecessary burdens to remove a dead heritage tree. The new regulations would allow the Community Development Director or designee to determine whether the tree died of natural causes without requiring an arborist report. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Royals 6-5, the Astros over the Giants 6-3, the Rays beat the Athletics 10-6, the Padres over the Brewers 3-2, Rangers beat the Angels 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Royals, the Giants will go against the Astros, the Padres will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Rays, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Yankees will go against the Mariners. In California news, A student at UCSB has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for raping and sexually assaulting two women. 24-year-old Arian Adigai was arrested in 2021 while he was a student at UCSB, charged with in connection with sexual assault of three women, with others coming forward claiming they were all assaulted by him. A jury found him guilty of forcible sexual penetration, rape, and misdemeanor domestic violence on January 20th. A fire that broke out on Saturday at the California-Nevada border has grown to over 15,000 acres, according to officials. The fire started Saturday east of Highway 395 and south of Brinkman Road in Lassen County. As of yesterday evening, the fire has burned over 16,000 acres and is at 3% containment. Fire officials say the blaze was human-caused, but no further information is available at this time. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Planted acreage for pulse crops, peas, chickpeas, and lentils, are projected to be down this year. USDA research economist Wilma Davis goes over some of the factors behind the lower forecast.
Well, lentils and dry beans led the pulse acres declined. Lentils were down by 30%. Dry beans were down by 15%. And keep in mind that we're talking planted acreage and this is not final production. So the decline was broad-based. 54,000 acres for chickpeas, 126,000 acres for dry peas. Dry beans was down 205,000 acres, and then lentils were down 325,000 acres. Why did producers plant fewer pulse acres? So the short version is recent supplies, weaker exports, and lower grower prices provide the context for that acreage adjustment.
Davis said across the board, cuts to Montana and a few other states played a significant factor.
For chickpeas, it's mostly grown in Montana, followed by Washington, Idaho, and North Dakota. And so the largest cuts were in Montana, Washington, and Idaho for chickpeas. And then for lentils, Montana again, and North Dakota, similar to dry peas.
Davis added that U.S. pulse acreage is concentrated in the Northern Plains and the Pacific Northwest.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This year we celebrated the 250th anniversary of this great nation. It's never been more important to keep ranchers on the land and protect our way of life. I'm Ron Cherry, Vice President of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC September 15th through the 17th in Copper Mountain, Colorado for our 58th annual convention. Registration is open on our website at publiclandscouncil.org. Don't wait, early registration ends August 14th.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KBRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. After their big crop in 2025, California growers of processing tomatoes are harvesting fewer acres this season. Higher inventories of tomato products and decreased sales led California tomato processors to cut how many acres they want growers to plant this year, with contracted acres at their lowest in more than 30 years. The hope is that the reduced acreage will allow inventory levels to come into balance with market demands, said Mike Montna, president and CEO of the California Tomato Growers Association. Quote, it's going to take a couple of years, he said, adding that the industry has turned the corner on slower sales. Unusually warm weather in March accelerated plant growth, leading to an earlier start to harvest this year. Growers with later plantings expect to finish harvest by the end of October. Fresno County grower Don Cameron described the quality of his crop as good, with yields exceeding his contracted amount. But with months of harvest left, Montana said the weather could impact the crop. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, and Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with a few afternoon clouds. Highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight. Lows in the mid to upper 50s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday and Monday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 70 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been trading mixed to higher. Brent crude oil futures are off earlier highs after touching $90 a barrel. Investors are watching developments in the Iran conflict. Fewer people were selling a home in July. Existing home sales declined 1.7%. The drop is less than expected in June, was revised to reflect a smaller decline. The National Association of Realtors says higher mortgage rates continue to put off home buyers. Walt Disney shares are up 0.5% after Disney Plus and ESPN announced a multi-year streaming deal. Cloud computing firm Riot Platform shares are up more than 7%, following reports it has a deal with AI company Anthropic worth $9 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At RE/MAX Success, we believe success means more than transactions. Since 2020, along with Success Charities, we've raised over $385,000 and donated back into our local communities. And yes, everyone's watching the market, and it's starting to heat up. Timing matters. Strategy matters, and experience matters. Now is the time to connect with your trusted real estate professional. RE/MAX, voted number one most trusted real estate agents. RE/MAX Success, here for your future.
Alrighty, folks, the packaging on hearing aid batteries is notoriously hard to open. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialist is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries, and they're only one in town that stocks them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get the other case free. All you have to do is call Hearing Aid Specialist today at 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Yesterday, we heard the story of California's most famous bandit, Joaquin Murrieta. Today, we'll take another look at Joaquin and see how much of this story is just that, a story. Around 1850, supposedly some gold miners ravaged the bride of a peaceable Mexican named Joaquin Murrieta. They also hanged his brother and beat him up. For revenge, Joaquin formed a gang that created atrocities in the gold mining camps. To the miners, he was a terrorist. To the Mexicans, he was Robin Hood. Novels appeared about him, and he was written up in the Police Gazette. But were they true? Well, first, there were a number of Mexican bandit gangs at that time. Second, records show that at least five of them were led by a man named Joaquin. It was probably just that Murrieta was easier to pronounce than any of the other last names. To capture Joaquin, the California legislator commissioned Harry Love and some rangers. They were promised a $1,000 reward, but only if they got Murrieta within 3 months. Miraculously, just before the 3 months were up, the rangers encountered some Mexican bandits. Two men were killed. Supposedly, Murrieta's right-hand man had a missing finger, thus his name, Three Finger Jack. One of the dead had a missing finger, so he must have been Three Finger Jack. And of course, the other dead person had to be Joaquin Murrieta. On August 12, 1853, a head and a hand were presented to the governor. For a job well done, an additional $5,000 reward was distributed. Did the head belong to Joaquin Murrieta? Mexican legend says no. Supposedly, the real Murrieta went to Mexico where he died an old man. But then, as you know, legend is usually a pinch of salt and a lot of bull. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEK Painting.com.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will leave the possible extension of Diablo Canyon's operations past 2030 to the next governor. Senator John Laird released a statement agreeing with Newsom's decision, saying there is not enough time for the legislature to thoughtfully address questions surrounding Diablo Canyon's future. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations in the zoning code. New regulations would not require an arborist for a tree that dies to natural causes, nor an application fee. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Pop. A far-left Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong wants to be the choice for Democrats for governor in Wisconsin's primary. Here's part of her final pitch to voters.
More and more people across this state and this country, they are opening their eyes to an economy that is deeply rigged against working-class people.
She could face Trump-backed Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany in November. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, searching for a third term, faces a challenge in the state's primary today. While in Minnesota,
the GOP has not won a Senate seat in Minnesota in almost a quarter century, but top Republicans believe they have a real shot here if Democrats go with Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan as their nominee. Flanagan is extremely progressive.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in Minneapolis. Nobody won the Powerball drawing last night, so Wednesday's jackpot is close to $1 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Give your skin a reset this August at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Monday through Thursday, all month long, enjoy 15% off any facial treatment at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Unwind in a tranquil Tuscan-inspired setting and treat yourself to a midweek escape. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book your appointment. The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunny and a little bit cooler, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Then some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s. Clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Wednesday. Low 80s, mid to upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Low 80s Saturday, mid 80s Sunday and Monday. And upper 80s next Tuesday. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6:20 a.m., 7:58 p.m. We are at 73 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, Eric has come down with a case of MOGO on the go-go, so looking to do some specials. I think I've got one lined up called the 1980s, and then a little surprise for you. Have never done this. I saw The Sting and Paul Newman. Paul Newman. So the 1980s and Paul Newman. See what you think about that. And again, Barry's always on summer hiatus. And again, Eric not feeling well. All right, there you go. We'll take care of it. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. That's what you need. 24/7, same day, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
KPRL.
I want to be with you all of the time. Leave me never.
Oh, come on!
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, after all that, we're still ready to go here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Let us know what you're thinking, because sooner or later we're going to know what you're thinking when we get the sensor devices hooked into the radios in the air. And Chris, can you imagine a world if everybody knew what everybody was thinking?
No, and I hope that world doesn't come to fruition.
Do you think a lot of people wouldn't be friendly with each other?
That, I'd say that's vastly understating what might happen.
You think it'd be pretty bad?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Well, maybe somebody will do a little spoof of a movie on it. The potential of what will happen now that we have wristbands and headbands and earbuds and so forth, that will have the potential to know what your thoughts may be, even though they're not coming directly from your mouth. Sometimes an expression can kind of say that a little bit, but not the exact words. So anyway, folks, just the future, way beyond the Jetsons. All right, let's see here on the text. Under the gut and armed, under the gut and amend process that they do with Bill towards the end of the session, they can throw language that keeps Diablo open and have it be signed. He, meaning Newsom, just does not want this. Oh, probably Laird as well. They can throw any language into a dead bill and make it stick at the end of the legislative session, so this is deliberate. Well, of course it is, because he doesn't want to when he's looking for higher office for this to be on his record, but it already is on his record, I think, where he said he would like to see it stay open. But people have short memories. People have short memories, and they will get lost. And if somebody does find the clip or the quote in one of the fish wraps, he'll lie and say he was misquoted. That happens all the time. Somebody has something right there in black and white in a quote, and they just, well, I was misquoted, or they took it out of context. Really? Well, this is what you said. Well, I really didn't mean it to say that way. You know, the you-know-what dance goes on. It never ends. All right, so we're back to this. More money. Politicians in Sacramento are pushing to increase retirement benefits for police and firefighters, which could add another $14 billion in long-term costs for local governments and taxpayers. Assembly Bill 1383 by the Senate. It's established by the Public Employees Pension Reform Act, which raised the retirement age for new hirees and capped the amount of compensation that can be factored into pension benefits to prevent pension spiking. Aha. Well, this AB 1383 would undermine those crucial pension reforms and impose additional costs on taxpayers by lowering the retirement age for public safety workers from 57 to 55. It would also allow local governments to offer even more generous retirement benefits to their workers beyond the limits set by PEPPRA, likely exposing taxpayers to runaway pension costs in the future. We already have an issue with it. Okay? So you have the CalPERS. This is the nation's largest public pension plan. Passing AB 1383 would add at least $9 billion in cost over the next 20 years. And then other shows that the cost would exceed $14 billion over 30 years. All right, so, and this is taxpayers. We get to pay for this. And we constantly, well, I shouldn't say constantly, but amazed at the amount of miscalculations we have leading to financial crisis here in government in general, not just in California. Okay. All right. So if you go back to 2007 and 9, the miscalculation led the financial geniuses of the public pension system. It added more than $100 billion in public pension debt. Now, what's interesting that isn't noted in this, the investment losses, and some of those investment losses, if you remember, is from the even way before woke. It was they didn't want the California money being invested in oil companies, tobacco companies, all those evil companies out there that do absolutely no good for the American citizens. So this is just part of it, and so they'll be coming for more money out of your pocket. And if you don't do it, we're not going to be able to afford our public safety workers, and your town is going to burn down, and crime will run rampant. That's what you'll probably hear. So anyway, there you go with that on this, and let's see here if we have anything. Something, couple of things. some of you may remember this. You know, I mentioned that I'm going to have a little thing here on the 80s. Is in 1984, and I can't imagine what would happen today with the media and the tech and so forth. Is, you know, President Reagan, he jokingly announced, "My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes." Now, this was a joke, obviously, and that was to a radio technician during a sound check while he was preparing to give his weekly Saturday radio address on NPR. Now, after hearing about the comments, the Soviet Far East Army was placed on high alert, and they stayed that way for 30 minutes. What's interesting about the radio for Ronald Reagan is that weekly on Saturday is, I'm pretty sure that used to come in from, well, it says NPR, but we were able to pick it up because we had a patch bay out here in the hallway. And, you know, back in the day, we had to switch things manually, not automatically like they're done now, with pretty much at good accuracy now. Once in a while, that's why you may hear something a little goofy every now and then, because it didn't switch, or it wasn't sent, depending on the satellite receiver, because a lot of things, this is just within the last few years, you would have the technology where the channels would change, you would preset, and that would be for us to do. But in some instances, on a couple of networks, they do that work. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we had problems with the pet show on Sundays, and that was from their end. They were sending a signal, but they weren't sending the audio. I don't know technically what's the, you know, how they separate that, but it was from their end. But anyway, back to the Reagan, is that we used to go out there and have to do the patch chords. And like most things, when you record them, they have a time that you're supposed to, well, not supposed to, but that we were scheduled to play it back. So I think the Reagan thing came down about either 6:05 or 7:05 in the morning. They generally send, well, I'm sorry, it would be 06, not 05, because the 05 would be the end of the news and they wouldn't be that quick. But anyway, so you would then record it, and a lot of times they would send two recordings at, you know, maybe 6:06 or 7:06. They used to do that with Paul Harvey for all three of his shows. You'd get two shots to get each show. And if you messed up, well, you messed up. You're just out of luck, because they weren't sending refeeds back in the day. But I know Reagan was kind of a pain in the neck because, again, we're looking at exact time in radio. When it says 6:06, we're not 6:06 and two or three seconds. It's supposed to be 6:06 on the nose. They'd give you a quick countdown, 3, 2, 1. And the problem we ran into was that it wasn't on time. I mean, sometimes they'd be a minute or 2 minutes late. And by then, you know, again, you have to think back in the day with technology. So the person that would be working here on a Saturday or Sunday morning, which I'd particularly on Saturday, because I was doing the original country store, and you'd have to get back on the air. And you couldn't sit there out in the hallway waiting for it. So anyway, we did that a few times, and it just became so unreliable that we stopped airing it. We stopped airing it. So just a little history. When I saw this, it just popped into my head again. Go, yeah, I remember that. I do remember it well. All righty. Also, what do we have here? Well, let's see. Good morning. We listened to the alternative program the other day about Charles Manson. It was quite interesting. We're sorry Eric is under the weather today, but I love how you pivot when this happens. We learned so much from you guys. I'm thankful. I appreciate it. Okay. Well, what I thought was interesting about the Manson thing, even though, I mean, you know, dirtbag and so forth, was the upbringing. His upbringing, and then also his blatant disrespect for women in that interview. Just a strange cat, no doubt about it. It's a shame that he lived that long. Let's see here. Wouldn't it be great if they worked to fix existing problems instead of screwing it? I don't know what this is related to. Don't know. If this has to do with Newsom and Diablo, I'm not sure what you mean. If you could just maybe expand on that, that would be a big help. Okay. Let's see here. So back to the Manson stuff just for a second is, Again, for those of you that grew up in that time, and from, you know, when you go back and you listen to some of these programs on history, is that how gruesome it was for people across the United States to hear about this. And then over time, what, you know, as we've seen in the United States with a lot of gruesome things, a lot of, you know, just horrific type of killings and so forth, it kind of mutes us a little bit to, you know, to the Manson, until you go back and you hear the description of exactly what took place, which they did on that show. And you go, oh my gosh. And I'm not trying to discount this as, you know, we hear stories, somebody goes in and they shoot six family members and they leave. This, again, that's horrible. But what those animals did at those homes was absolutely just grotesque. And the description of it and so forth. And I go back to the fact that none of them got executed. Of course, what was it, February in 71 or 72, where the state said you can't do that anymore. But boy, if some people deserve to die, that was them. That was them. And I know for a time that Bobby Boussoulet was over here, I think at the men's colony. Was he not? Somehow I kind of remember that. Anyway, just a little something to throw out there. Okay, let's see here. Speaking of presidents, let's go to vice presidents. Dan Quayle, I'm sure many of you remember him. Apparently, he was a little bit misinformed on some information, U.S. president, in August, on this day in 1889, he said, Mars is essentially in the same orbit. Mars is somewhat the same distance from the sun, which is very important. We have seen pictures where there are canals, we believe, and as well as canals, there's water. If there is water, that means there is oxygen. That means we can breathe. You know, Dan Quayle was a decent man, but boy, the press got over him at any opportunity. Hi, good morning.
No kidding. Yeah, well, you mentioned Dan Boussoulet. Was that
Bobby Boussoulet? Bobby Boussoulet.
Well, there was a Tex. Was that Tex Watson?
No, was it Tex Watson was over there, not Bobby Boussoulet?
Yeah, Tex Watson was over there. In fact, I just happened to have been there for an interview the day he got married there. It was a big to do, and I asked, "What's going on there?" And I says, "Oh, Tex Watson's getting married." Here, right here in the prison. Anyway, yeah, that was Tex Watson.
Well, he's still alive.
Probably. I don't. Yeah, I haven't followed that or heard anything for a long time. But anyway, that's who was over there.
So that was way back when.
Yeah, I think that was around in the '80s, early '80s would have been, '81, something like that.
Okay. All right. Well.
They had a bunch of children, and then the marriage broke up, I think, too, later. But they were getting conjugal visits at the time in the trailers. They had trailers out off the grounds right there in the perimeter of the prison, the CMC.
Well, he's in a facility in San Diego now.
Okay.
And he's been denied parole, obviously.
Yeah.
Were you young enough at the time to hear of the Manson murders?
Oh, yes. I heard about them, yeah. Yep. And I agree with you. I mean, swift justice, capital punishment of people like this is... the dragging it on for 20 years is insane. We don't want to see things quite as swift as what happens in Iran and Iraq and places like that. But, really good case even for to see bloodshed, and for people to know what's going on. That's just incredible.
No, it is. But you know, I guess you look at it if you're going to and I'm like you. Don't get me wrong, but. if you're going to take someone's life, you got to make absolutely sure that everything is correct.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I believe in all the safeguards, but 20 years is just insane. And so many appeals, you know.
I would agree with that, but that's what the system allows. So I don't know how you change the system for that. I don't know why that took place, because, again, if you go back and read, you know, history about some of the executions that have taken place in this country from the initial crime, in most cases, they were fairly swift. There may have been some that were maybe 6 or 8 years, but not, as you say, 20 years. So I don't know how or why that changed.
Yep. It's just one of those things. Things get so big, and there's so many bleeding hearts out there that, and it, you know, it really gets down to if you deny or try to mitigate God's plan for the world, this is what you get. You just get chaos. You just get stupid things happening, like the gender thing. You know, you try to overturn creation, the fundamentals of creation about you know, the genders. And to start, and of course nowadays we worship the created thing, the world, and there, you know, about animals and everything, and instead of the Creator Himself.
All right, speaking
of the problem.
Speaking of that, and you mentioned the bleeding hearts. I don't know if you heard that this morning that the governor in Massachusetts has signed the limits on abortion, making the deep blue state the 10th to permit the procedure of abortion up to birth.
Well, that's that's practically been happening since 1973, and really, I mean that.
Well, not to the extent there were time limits that were way before birth. Just before birth, I'm pretty sure that was not allowed just before birth. I don't know what the time frame was.
Well, they've been doing what they call partial birth abortion for years, for I'd say decades, and that's where you pull all but the head out of the woman, and then you put scissors in the back of the head, at the back of the skull, and cut the spinal cord there, and then you pull out a dead baby.
Yep.
So that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, the bleeding hearts. You got to you got to love their consistency, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Also, on this day in history, Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. August 11th, 1892, the Watts riots. In 1965, down there in Los Angeles. Also, the Beatles in this day in 1966. More popular than Jesus. That was the John Lennon apologized for that statement, but he gave a pretty good explanation.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed amendments to its native tree regulations and its zoning code. New regulations will not require an arborist report for a tree that dies to natural causes, nor an application fee. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Students across San Luis Obispo County will be going back to school this month, some as early as this week. Atascadero Unified goes back to school tomorrow. Paso Robles and Almond Acres return August 13th and Templeton the 17th, the 18th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, Eric's a little bit under the weather today. He's got a little mogo on the go-go. So I've got the 1980s and Paul Newman coming up this afternoon. Enjoy it. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk,
AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.